To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the blessings and the virtues of durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in a blessed hadith mubarakah that a person who sends durood or salawat, salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again I welcome you to yet another exciting episode of our silsila, Turning Back to Allah Almighty. And alhamdulillah, today's topic of our discussion, today's episode will be arrogance is from ignorance. Dear viewers of Madani channel, arrogance is such a disease that many Muslims are suffering from today. It is such a deadly disease that once a person is afflicted with this disease, it becomes extremely difficult for him to turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because arrogance by definition is the rejection of truth, looking very, very high of yourself whilst you looking very, very low towards other people. In other words, you will reject the truth. When the truth comes to you, you will turn that truth down. You will not accept it, irrespective of who tells you the truth, whether it is your wife at home, whether it is your relative or your friends, your colleagues. Pride will not allow you to accept the truth. And together with that, it will make you feel that you are very, very important whilst everyone else is less important. And we need to save ourselves from this deadly disease. And for our information, dear viewers of Madani channel, arrogance and pride, if we have to look down into history and see who possessed pride, who possessed arrogance, we will see that this was actually what Fir'aun possessed. This is what Abu Jahl possessed. This is what Haman possessed. This is what Qarun possessed. And if you were to look at all those who were the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, they possessed humility. They possessed humility. They did not look up to themselves and consider other people to be less important. And what are some of the consequences of arrogance? Dear viewers of Madani channel, arrogance is indeed from shaitan. Shaitan is the one that instills arrogance in ourselves so that our hereafter and our akhirat can be destroyed, so that we are not able to take heed from advices irrespective of who give the advices. The one who is afflicted with arrogance considers himself to be of importance while he looks down at other people. One of the consequences of arrogance is that a person will consider himself very, very superior to such an extent that he will not even reply salam to a person who is lower than him in terms of status. And he will not even realize that this particular person who is giving him salam and he is not responding and replying to his salam, he may not be any ordinary person in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. He may be a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, in public, he may seem to be very, very low in terms of status. But what about in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? This may be a beloved of Allah. This may be a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you have now chosen not to reply to a salam that has been given to you by a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to constantly do an introspection so that we can get rid of all these inner diseases that are slowly but surely taking the Muslims away from Allah. That is why, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have selected this topic of our discussion today so that we can save ourselves from arrogance. Because indeed, arrogance is from ignorance. We should not be ignorant when it comes to arrogance. We should try to learn about all the signs of arrogance so that we can save ourselves from this inner and spiritual deadly disease that is destroying so many Muslim communities, so many Muslim societies, so many Muslim families. Talaqs are happening very, very frequently because of this deadly disease. Because we are not ready to take advices from people that are willing to see goodness in our lives. When a person is afflicted with arrogance, that particular person will only worry about bettering his life, and he will remain heedless as far as preparing for his hereafter is concerned. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the person who is afflicted with arrogance will not have the opportunity of making tawbah and repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of his death. That fortune and opportunity of repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of his death, when repentance is needed the most, sadly, this person who looked down upon everybody else and considered himself to be very, very superior, whilst others are less superior, who considered himself to be high importance, whilst others were less important, this particular person will not be given the opportunity to repent and to make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of his death. And that is the time that he needs tawbah the most, so that at least he can be in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal after his death, after he has repented, after he has made istighfar and asked Allah Azza wa Jal for his blessings. But due to arrogance, this beautiful opportunity will not be given to him. What happens to our hearts when poor people sit next to us? What happens to our hearts when people who are seemingly less important sit next to us? If we feel that we are higher in terms of status and this person does not deserve to sit next to me, Allahu Akbar, we may be from amongst those who are arrogant. And this is a lesson that we need to take for ourselves. That when we meet people, do we consider ourselves to be very, very high in terms of status? and then considering them to be less important in status. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us remove this disease, deadly disease of pride and arrogance. Because we may be thinking that we know it all, but for as long as arrogance remain within our hearts, we are indeed very, very ignorant. Because arrogance is from ignorance. It is extremely difficult for an arrogant person to attain the blessing of advice, and sometimes he also gets deprived of the company of righteous people due to his arrogance. He doesn't consider that this particular person sitting next to him, this particular person who has given him company, what type of a person he may be. This may be a great servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, whose company can benefit him in many, many ways. But because of pride, he will not be able to see that. He will consider this person very, very inferior, whilst he considers himself very, very superior. And he will not be able to attain and to gain benefit from his company. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is stated in a hadith Mubarakah that the one who adopts humility in front of his Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow eminence to him. And the one who expresses his superiority in front of him, Allah Azza wa Jal will disgrace him. Dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us from amongst those who can adopt humility so that we are not disgraced by Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are many verses of the Holy Quran that discusses arrogance. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Ayah 23 of Surah An-Nahl, Para 14, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, he does not like the arrogant. In Ayah 60 of Surah Al-Mu'min, Part 24, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عِنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Indeed, those who remain arrogant in worshipping me will soon enter hell humiliated. And in Ayah 146 of Surah Al-A'raf, Part 9, Allah Azza wa Jal says that سَأَسْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And I shall turn those people away from my signs who unjustly wish to seek greatness in the earth. Regarding this last ayah of the Holy Quran, Sayyidina Ibn Jurayj Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi has beautifully said that this ayat al-Karima means arrogant people will neither ponder over the Quranic ayahs nor get any lesson from them. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he has said about arrogance and people with arrogance. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that worst is he who considers himself to be good and feels pride and forgets Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the worst person. A person who considers himself to be good, to be very, very high in terms of status, to be very, very superior. And then he considers other people to be nothing. And then what he does is he forgets Allah Azza wa Jal as a result of arrogance. Such is a worst person. According to this blessed hadith Mubarakah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in Sunan At-Tirmidhi, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also said that undoubtedly there is a place in hell, there is a place in Jahannam in which arrogant people will be put in and it will be shut from the top. There is a place in Jahannam that all the arrogant people will be thrown into. This place is designed for all the arrogant people. And once the arrogant people have entered into this place, in Jahannam, it will be closed from the top. There will be no way out whatsoever for them to come out of this particular place until they have bent this deadly disease of pride and arrogance in the fire. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, arrogant people will be resurrected like ants. Look at that. Dear viewers of Madani channel, he says that on the day of Qiyamah, arrogant people will be resurrected like ants with human faces. Even a very small thing will dominate them. They will be driven to a prison in hell called Bulas. And there, they will be engulfed in a massive fire. He further says, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be made to drink Tinatul Khabal. Tinatul Khabal is the pus of the hell dwellers. The pus of people that are thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Their pus will be given, and this is what they will have. This is what they will drink in the fire of Jahannam. How sad it is that the pus of people of Jahannam will become a drink for all the arrogant and pride people on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, viewers of Madani channel, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really save us from this deadly disease of pride and arrogance. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, whoever has faith in his heart, even equal to a mustard seed, will not enter hell. And whoever has arrogance in his heart, even equal to a mustard seed, will not enter Jannah. And commenting on this hadith mubarakah, Hazrat Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, by the phrase not entering into Jannah, what it means, he says that it means that no one will enter Jannah with arrogance, but rather after having been tormented or being cleaned and purified of arrogance and every bad habit by the grace and mercy of Allah, they will enter into Jannah. So it means even if a person has a very small pride, equivalent to the mustard seed, he will not be given an opportunity to enter into paradise. Even if his arrogance is so small that it is equivalent to a mustard seed, he will have to enter into the fire of Jahannam and burn this disease of arrogance in the fire of Jahannam. He cannot enter into Jannah for as long as he possesses this small mustard seed of pride. Because Jannah is not the place of dead. Jannah is the place of purity. Jannah is the place which is pure, and nothing which is impure will enter into Jannah. So if we possess this deadly disease in our hearts today, we have an opportunity to seek tawbah and make repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal before it is too late, before this disease is removed by the fire of Jahannam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, arrogance is indeed from ignorance. It becomes compulsory upon ourselves to learn about all consequences of pride and arrogance, so that we are able to save ourselves and our family members, so that we are able to rectify ourselves and the people of the entire world, as the slogan and the mission of Dawat-e Islami, that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah. And therefore, in order for us to rectify people of the entire world, we need to remove all these deadly and spiritual diseases from ourselves, so that inshallah, once we have removed this, Allah will put so much of blessings in our tongues. Allah will put so much of blessings in our mouths. Allah will put so much blessings in our actions that people will be attracted to the movement of Dawat-e Islami. People will be attracted to the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, the whole world will be rectified. Amin bijain nabil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Until we meet again, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.